live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? Written in 1982, and who would have thought back then that just 44 short years later, racism would have been cured. Thank goodness for that. In 1982, as a young boy in the playground, there was racism. But we really didn't believe it was too bad a thing back then. We were kids, under 10 years old. We'd shout out racist slurs. We didn't know. We had Tourette's or the BAFTAs. Let us off. Once I was on the top deck of a bus and one kid shouted this awful racist slur at this other kid, 9 years old. And this other kid just went for him, properly battered him. And at the time I didn't realise it, but fuck me, that was a good lesson for the kid to learn. I really doubt he would have ever done it again. And having two kids now, there seems to be no stick with these kids at school, just carrot. If they do something wrong at school, it's all about encouragement. Whereas I think there's still something to be said for a good old battering at school. If you get battered at school, you never forget it. You know, whenever there's a fight at school, it's all about break it up, break it up. I'm not sure. What would you rather have, a lifetime of education and songs by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, or just a quick, simple punch in the face at 9 years old? So much quicker, so much easier. All I'm saying is I would never condone violence of any kind. But if you're 9 years old and being a little shit to another 9-year-old, and you get punched in the face, it may be the best lesson you ever learn. I know it was. For me.